Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you listen to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it.
Stayolday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
Wouldn't it be great to be so personally driven that you inspired other people to action, even when you weren't that motivated on your own? You can do so by reading my book, The Mirror of Motivation. I've already purchased a bunch of copies that I'm going to give away for free to you, shipping them worldwide. All I need you to do is go to workonmygame.com/motivation and tell me where to ship the book. Again, that's my book, The Mirror of Motivation, The Self-Guide to Self-Discipline. I am shipping free physical copies worldwide. I paid for the book already. You take care of the shipping. Tell me where to ship it. Go to workonmygame.com/motivation. Tell us where to send your book, and I'm sending you one now. Available while supplies last. That's workonmygame.com/motivation. You're now tuned in to the best show in media, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That's that go-getter energy. You know what I'm talking about? That moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is playing life on offense. Now, in sports, in basketball specifically, there's this saying that defense wins championships. The teams that win the championships in basketball usually are highly ranked defensive teams, even though as fans and the casual observers out there normally only notice what happens on offense. How many points somebody has, somebody did a nice move, you know, who was missing shots, things like that. But it's the defense that often anchors championship winning teams. But in life, though, defense does not win championships. And when I say winning championships, we're talking about creating success, reaching your goals, feeling personally fulfilled. That doesn't happen from playing defense. It doesn't happen from sitting back on your heels, waiting for something in life to happen, and then you go do something about it, or waiting for life to attack you, and then you defending yourself against it. That's not how you win in life. In life, you need offense. Now, offense is what you need to win a championship when we're talking about the game of life. And today's episode explains the tools that you need that will make you a scoring machine on offense. So if you want to be a scoring machine on offense, I'm talking about in life, not in basketball. All right. What I'm going to talk about here is not going to turn you into Kevin Durant, James Harden, or Kobe Bryant on the basketball court, but you can be KD, Harden, or Kobe in life because you're a person who's playing offense the right way. That's what we're talking about here today. So if you're interested in that conversation, number one, turn the volume up. And number two, take notes. Point number one, today's topic again is playing life on offense. Number one skill that you need to play life on offense successfully, you need aggression. You got to be aggressive on offense, people. See, playing defense, you can be aggressive on defense on a basketball court. I don't know how I would equate that. I don't know how I would analogize that one to life. But in basketball, you can be the aggressor on defense. You bring the fight to the offensive player. You get physical with them before they get physical with you. But in life, you need to be aggressive offensively, meaning you're playing the game on the attack. And I'm using basketball phrases here, but understand this is all metaphorical towards life. Playing a game on attack. You don't need to be a basketball fan or a player to understand what that means, right? On the attack means you're taking initiative. What's the fourth principle that I bring up every single day when I introduce this show? The personal initiative to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. That's playing a game on attack. Not waiting for somebody to call you. If they haven't called yet, you call them. If they haven't replied to your email, you email them again. If they're not answering your text messages, you call them. They're not answering your phone calls, you go to their office. That's playing life on attack, seeking and seizing the opportunity. And while I'm saying these things, while I'm talking about how to play life on offense, if any of these challenges may seem a little bit foreign to you, or maybe you're a little bit taken aback, like, I don't know if I have the capacity to even do those things. I want you to think about your favorite scorer in basketball. I don't care if that's a WNBA player. Who's a good scorer in basketball? Diana Taurasi, Elena Deladon. What's the other girl's name? I can't even think of her name. It could be one of them. It could be a Kobe Bryant. It could be James Harden. It can be Michael Jordan, Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving. Think about these players. Everything that I'm saying to describe how to play life on offense, you can apply to these players on a basketball court. That's what made them so known because, again, we pay more attention to offense than we do defense. And this is the way that they play. They're aggressive. You can't just sit back and wait for opportunities in basketball when you're playing at the highest level because everybody on the court is good. The defensive players are good. The offensive players are good. If you're playing passively, you will not score a whole lot of points in basketball. You must be aggressive. And this starts with not with your skill set. It starts with the way that you think. Playing life on offense. Again, this we're talking about our mental game here. Again, every day on this podcast, discipline, confidence, mental toughness, personal initiative. Those are all things that are happening in between your ears. Right, that's not how high you jump or how fast you run or how many words you can type per minute. It starts with what's going on in your mind. That creates the space and the opportunity for all those other things. So on offense, again, Kobe Bryant, is he pretty aggressive? Was he aggressive offensively? I would think so. Kevin Durant, does he play the game on the attack? Yes. Does Steph Curry seek and seize opportunity to shoot those three-pointers? Yes, he does. Demanding the ball. Shaquille O'Neal, did he demand the ball on offense? And did you do something with it when you got the ball? This is another thing, people. When you get opportunities, first of all, you got to look for opportunities, find and create opportunities. But then when you get one, meaning somebody passed the ball to you, what are you doing with it? Often I hear from athletes who say, you know, Dre, my problem in the games is aggression. Nobody passing me the ball that often. Excuse me. And then when I do get the ball, I don't do anything with it. I just pass it off to somebody else. I'm not really trying to do anything with the ball. Well, listen, that's why nobody's giving it to you because they know you ain't going to do nothing with it. What's the point of even passing you the ball? You might as well just be an orange cone on the court. When you get the ball, when you get the opportunity, people, do something with it. Shoot it, dribble it, drive to the basket, even if you miss, even if you mess up, even if your move results in a turnover, it's better than doing nothing. All right? You're better messing up and making a mistake than not trying anything and arriving safely at death, as they say, walking around the court on eggshells. So what's the point of doing that? Why are you even in the game if that's all you're going to do? When you make mistakes in life, at least you get a learning experience. At least you know what works and what doesn't work. At least you know where you can get better. At least now you got a story to tell. At least you get all of those results from making a mistake. You get no result from trying nothing and being passive. Being aggressive is a key to being good on offense. Again, especially when you got a whole bunch of other good players on the team who also may be just as aggressive as you. The most aggressive person is the one who's going to get the opportunity, the one who's going to be the one that gets remembered. Only the most aggressive are going to survive. Don't just stand around on the court hoping that the ball finds you. This is another one that I've heard from basketball players. They say, well, my teammates never pass me the ball. I'm open often, but they just look at me, but they don't pass it to me. In basketball, we call that looking a guy off. He looks at you, but then he passes it somewhere else or he shoots at himself. Just looking me off, even though I'm wide open, nobody gives me the ball. I don't know what to do. Well, what you need to do is stop standing around hoping that the ball finds you. Again, analogizing the life, hoping that the opportunity finds you. Don't just stand there hoping that it happens. Go make it. Go get the ball. In basketball, if nobody's passing you the ball, is it go grab a goddamn rebound. Who's stopping you from doing that? Go get a steal. Go get an offensive rebound. Do something. Move. Keep moving without the ball and demanding the ball. Calling for the ball when you're open. Eventually, somebody's going to pass it to you because when you're aggressive and you're wanting the ball and you're demanding it, eventually somebody's going to listen to you and they're going to give it to you. Now, if you're standing around passively, not doing anything, hoping somebody passes it to you, then there's a good chance you'll never get it. So being aggressive is the most important point to play life on offense. Point number two, today's topic is offense wins championships, playing life on offense. Second thing you need to play life on offense successfully, you need skills. All right, these people that I mentioned, Kyrie, James Harden, Michael Jordan, Kobe, Kevin Durant, Shaquille O'Neal, these guys have skills. All right, it's one thing to be aggressive, but you could be aggressive and be a bum. Any of you who's played basketball, pickup game basketball, maybe recreational basketball, maybe even high school, college basketball, you've played with people, especially on the playground. This happens often. You get this guy or girl who's a very aggressive player, meaning they're calling for the ball. They're trying to direct traffic, tell people what to do. They're very vocal. They have this very aggressive demeanor in the way that they approach the game, but they have no skills whatsoever. They'll shoot the ball every time, but they're not making any shots. They're always trying to do moves, but the moves aren't working. They think they're at a certain level of skill, but their skill level is probably about 10% of what they actually think it is. These players you need to get off of your teams because they'll destroy your team from within. They'll shoot you out of the game, as we say in basketball. You don't want these players on your team. All right. You want the players who have no skills to know that they have no skills and stay in their lane on the court. Now, the players who do have skills and they're aggressive at the same time, these are your top scorers. All right. These are the guys whose jersey you go by. Skills. See, when you're playing the game of basketball, if you can do only one thing, you know what happens when you go up against a smart defense, a skilled defense, someone who scouted you already? They're going to know what that one thing is that you're good at, and they're going to find a way. They're going to game plan to keep you from doing that one thing because they know that's the only thing that you can do. All right, we know that this guy can only dribble with his right hand, so every time he gets the ball, play over the top of his right hand so that he can't dribble that way, and you're not going to be able to do anything because that's the only skill that you have. We know this guy here, he can only shoot three-pointers when he's wide open. So all we got to do is keep somebody close to him. He won't do anything because the only thing he can do is shoot when he's wide open. Don't leave him wide open. He won't score any points. If you only have one skill, people will game plan to shut you down from using that one skill. And again, everyone's listening. We're analogizing this to life. If you only have one thing that you can do, when the ground shifts under your feet, when that thing is not available anymore, and listen, change is happening in the world today faster than has ever happened before. When the ground shifts under your feet, when the rug gets pulled from under you, do you have another skill to go to? Do you have somewhere else that you can go with your abilities? Smart defenses will game plan to slow you down. Life will game plan to slow you down if you have only one thing that you're capable of doing, people. There was a time when if you were a book publisher, you were the man or the woman in the business of publishing because anybody who wanted to write a book had to go through you. They had to be approved by you. You controlled the budget. You controlled who got in the game and who didn't get in the game. Everybody had to appease you. But then this thing called Amazon came along and they started doing this thing called self-publishing. They started allowing everybody to self-publish. Anybody, me, you, everybody, your grandma, your son, your dog, anybody could write a book right now and put it out today, not tomorrow, today. Now that book publisher, the ground has shifted under their feet. They still have a job, some of them. They can still do things, some of them, but they don't have the kind of power that they used to have. The game changed. Do you have another skill? Is there something else that you can do? The music industry. If you were an executive at a music in the music industry back in the 90s or the early 2000s or any time before that, you controlled a whole lot. You were making a whole lot of money because everybody had to go through you to get that music. They had to buy the CD or they had to buy the record way back in the day. They had to buy the tape, the cassette tape, or they had to buy some physical good in order to get the music. They either listened to it on the radio or they had to buy the physical good. But then Napster came along, then streaming came along, downloads came along, and all of a sudden we didn't have to pay directly for each individual piece of music that we have. I mean, look in your Spotify, your SoundCloud, your Apple Music, your titles, whatever you listen to music on. How many songs do you have access to that you can listen to right now if you wanted to? You didn't have to buy each one of those CDs. You got millions of dollars worth of albums available on your phone to stream right now. You're only paying $9 a month. People understand the music industry is not making the kind of money that it used to make simply because the ground shifted under their feet. Did they have another skill? They eventually figured it out with the streaming and we can do this thing and different ways that they can monetize and make that money back. But for many years, the money wasn't being made and nobody had figured out what else to do. They were left without an extra skill. They didn't have a counter move to the skill. You understand? They had that one skill. The game changed. All of a sudden, they couldn't use that one skill. The defense, which was the general public, came up with some way to shut down that one skill. The one skill was you got to go to the store and buy our CD. The defense figured out a way. Look, you could download the music and you don't have to go to the store and buy it. You only had to pay for it. Music industry had no idea what to do. They were sitting there with that one skill. They couldn't score a basket for 10 years. Couldn't score a single basket because they didn't have another skill. In basketball, you heard my brother, my college teammate, Wes Pfeiffer, on this podcast before. When we were in college, Wes is the person who showed me this move called the crossover. But he told me, he said, Dre, look, once you start using this crossover on a couple of people, they're going to know that you can do it. They're going to know that you like to use the crossover. So then they're going to be sitting on that move. That's what we say in basketball. When you know a person has a certain move that they like to do, you're waiting for them to do that move so you can shut it down. You're anticipating it. So Wes was telling me, look, Jerry, you got to have a counter move to every move. So if you can do this, then you need to have a counter. If you can do a crossover from your right hand to your left hand, you need to have a counter move of going behind your back or going between your legs or faking the crossover and just going straight to your right or a double crossover. You got to have a counter move to the regular move so that when the defense knows that you can do one thing, when they're sitting on that one thing, now you can fool their ass and you can come back with the next thing. All right, that's a counter move. In life, we all got to have counter moves. Just because you're aggressive on offense doesn't mean you can keep using the same move over and over and over again. It's just going to work forever. You need multiple moves. If they defend one thing, then you could do another thing. When they've seen enough of that, then you could do that. Have enough skills, enough multiple abilities, quote, in your bag, close quote. That's what we say in basketball. When a player is just showing off a lot of different skills and a lot of different moves at the same time, you're like, damn, Kyrie Irving's in his bag tonight. LeBron James is in his bag. Kobe, he was in his bag in that game. That means you're going into your duffel bag of skills, and whatever skill you need, you're just pulling that one out. Okay, you're going to shut that down. I'm going to do this. All right, can't do that. I'm going to do this. Oh, that worked already. Now I'm going to do this. You got all these different skills in your bag. And ladies and gentlemen, in life, you got to have different skills in your bag. Because whatever's working great for you right now, listen, a year from now, things may shift and you might not be able to do that thing anymore. Do you have another skill in your bag? Do you have another way of getting to that goal in your bag? You got to have some skill for every situation that you'll face. Never find yourself being a one-dimensional player, because eventually some opponent, some challenge, some circumstance is going to come against you, take away that one skill that you have. And if you don't have anything else in your bag, or even worse, if you don't even have a bag, you got a problem. That's what you're going to have. Point number three. Today's topic is playing life on offense. The best offensive in basketball, they say, defense wins championships. But in life, the best offensive players wins championships. The best offense wins championships. Point number three, know when to pass the ball. Now, you probably weren't expecting this point here. See, playing life on offense doesn't mean you're going to go score 100 points per game. I mean, only one person in the history of the NBA has ever scored 100 points in a game. Knowing when to pass. In basketball, you can't score all of the points. I don't care how good of a player you are. Kobe Bryant never scored all of the points. James Harden, Kyrie, LeBron James, KD, they have their big games where they score a bunch of points and it's a big story, but they don't score all the points every game. Now, you might average 30 points a game, but your team averages 110 points a game. So you're not scoring all the points. You're passing. Your teammates are scoring more points than you are. So, yes, passing, in case you didn't know, basketball fans or life fans, passing is part of good offense. Knowing when not to shoot is just as important as knowing when to shoot. And some people don't quite figure this out. They understand the aggression part. When I say be aggressive and take shots and want the ball and just go after stuff, some people just take that part. They don't listen to the rest of the episode, and then they go around trying to be aggressive and make things happen, but they don't know when to pass, and then you get yourself in trouble. All right, first of all, you end up with a very low shooting percentage. Second of all, you take a whole bunch of ill-advised shots, meaning trying to create opportunities that you shouldn't even be trying to create. And then you get your teammates mad at you because they're not getting the ball. They're not getting the ball as often as they should. They're wide open, but you're shooting with three people on you because you don't want to pass the ball, because all you heard was the part about aggression. You didn't hear the part about passing. When I was in college, I had a teammate named Roberto my freshman year at Penn State Abington. And one day in practice, we were working on offensive plays. So me and Roberto were on the same offensive team while we're practicing this, running this play in the half court. And at one point, the coach said to Roberto, like, yo, Roberto, you need to be more aggressive on offense. You're being too passive. You're not being a threat on offense. Be more aggressive. So Roberto took that advice to heart. So for the next like 10 possessions we have on offense where we're working on his play, Roberto is just jacking up shots recklessly. All right? He's shooting when he's being covered. He's shooting shots that he can't even make. He's shooting shots that you never even saw him shoot. He's just taking the ball and just trying to score every time. It's almost, he had tunnel vision is what we call that. When a player, you know that they're going to shoot the ball, you know that they're not passing, even if they're not open, even if it's not a good shot for them, they don't, even if they don't have the skill to make the shot, they're shooting it anyway because the only thing they know is, oh, I got to be aggressive. And after a few of these bad shots and these terrible possessions we had, because Roberto just jacking up shots that he can't even make, the coach said to him, Roberto, being aggressive doesn't mean just jack up every possible shot. And this is what I want you to understand. Being aggressive doesn't mean every opportunity is your opportunity. Being aggressive doesn't mean you do everything you see somebody else doing, or that you hear somebody else talking about, or that you think might work out for you. We have limits of time. We have limits of talent. We have limits of energy, attention, and focus. You can't do everything. So know what your skills are. Know what skills you have in your bag and be aggressive in using those skills. And when you see something that doesn't call on one of your skills, is not a good shot for you, pass the ball to somebody else. Being good on offense does not mean score all the points and jack up reckless shots. Now, if you watch a basketball game, listen, a player scores 40 points in a basketball game, that's a great game for them, right? Everybody knows about it. But the team scored 100 points. So that means 60 points got scored that wasn't scored by the superstar. All right, one guy can't score all the points in life, people. All right, this is also the higher level one-dimensional player. See, one-dimensional player could be the guy who only has one skill, but a one-dimensional player also is a guy who only knows one way to play. If the only one way you know how to play is like my college teammate Roberto, who just shot the ball every time he got the ball, listen, defenses can game plan for that too. Oh, Roberto, every time he gets the ball, he's going to shoot it. So look, let's double team him and triple team him because we know he's not going to pass. If we double team him, that means somebody's wide open, right? Basketball is 5-on-5. So one guy has the ball and there's two people guarding him. That means there are only three defenders remaining to guard four offensive players. That means somebody is open. But if we know you're not going to pass it to that open guy, we'll just double team you, force you into a whole bunch of bad shots, and we're going to run your team out of the gym because you only have one dimension, which is shoot the ball every time. So this is a higher level of being a one-dimensional player, meaning you don't know when to shoot, you don't know when to pass. You just do one or the other recklessly without thinking. You shoot every time, we can double team you, we know you're not going to pass, and we'll destroy your team. Be smart enough to know, people, when you're looking at a shot, that you're better off not taking. All right, everybody doesn't need to write a book. Everybody doesn't need to have a podcast. Everybody doesn't need to name anything. Name what you do for a living. All right, should everybody do that? Probably not. All right, should everybody play the sport that you play? Probably not. Should everybody talk about the subject that you talk about? Probably not. Everybody doesn't need to do everything. Know when it's a good idea to shoot it and also know when it's a good idea to pass. All right, don't shoot every shot because, first of all, you don't have the talent to shoot every shot. You don't have the energy or the time to shoot every shot, and you definitely don't have the attention or the focus to really get a good shot off with every single shot you're trying to shoot them all. Now, know what opportunities are for you and know which ones are not for you. This is the skill of offense. So it's not just recklessly do everything. It's know what makes sense for you. What did we talk about in yesterday's episode? First who, then what? All right, know if you're a three-point shooter, know, all right, this is a shot that I should be shooting. Know that if that who that you answer is I'm not a three-point shooter, even if you're wide open beyond the three-point line, that doesn't mean shoot it just because you're open. Just because somebody in the crowd is yelling shoot it doesn't mean you're supposed to shoot it. All right, sometimes in life, as they say in basketball, he's open for a reason. All right, sometimes players are open because he can't make that shot, and it doesn't mean you need to try to prove them wrong by shooting it anyway. It means, you know what, I can't make this shot. And you know what, I am open for a reason, which means I'm going to pass it to somebody else who can make it. Because that's my game. That's my skill. Because I'm smart enough to know when I'm making the right play and when I'm not. In basketball, we call that playing within yourself. And it relates perfectly to yesterday's topic, which is knowing who you are from the inside out. When you know who you are, you're comfortable with passing up certain shots because you know it's not a good shot for you. What's a good shot for Steph Curry might not be a good shot for Shaquille O'Neal. What's a good shot for Kobe might not be a good shot for Joel Embiid. Everybody got to know where their game is. You got to know yours, which was yesterday's episode. Let's recap today's topic, which is playing life on offense. In sports, in basketball, we say defense wins championships, which is true. But in life, offense wins championships. So today we're talking about the tools that can make you that scoring machine, make you a life version of Kevin Durant, Kobe, James Harden, whoever, who puts points on the board. Point number one, you got to be aggressive. Excuse me. Being aggressive means playing the game on the attack, seeking and seizing opportunity. Demand the ball. Demand the opportunities. Don't sit passively and wait for them. Demand it. And when you get the opportunity, you better be ready to do something with it. All right. Don't stand around hoping the opportunity finds you. But when you get one, you better be ready to do something. Meaning, point number two, have some skills. Have some abilities in your bag. If you can only do one thing, eventually the ground is going to shift under your feet, or a smart defense is going to game plan for you, stop you from doing the one thing that you're good at, and now what are you? Now you're useless. Now you got to be on the bench. Now you're going to be out of a contract. Now you're going to be out of the league because you only got one skill, and now the game doesn't need that skill anymore. Don't be that person. You got to have counter moves to every move. People know you can do a crossover. You got to have a double crossover and a step back and a hesitation and something else, because once people see that you can do a certain thing, they see you have a certain skill, the opposition is going to try to slow you down from using that skill. In basketball, in sports, we do this. But in life, understand that you've been using one skill over and over and over again for a long time. There may come a point where that skill is not as valuable anymore as it used to be. If you were a CD salesperson in the year 2000, you were doing pretty good. These days, not so much. So you got to have another skill that's a counter to the skill that you're using right now, because you never know when the ground might shift under your feet. Never be a one-dimensional player. Point number three, know when to pass the ball. And yes, passing is a good part of offense. It's a part of good offense. It's not just scoring all the points. Being good on offense doesn't mean just jack up reckless shots like Roberto that I told you about. You watch basketball, a player scores 40 points. That's an amazing game, right? But the team had 100 points. Who scored the other 60? Somebody else on the team. One guy doesn't score all the points. You can be a higher level one-dimensional player if you only have one mindset in life. There's a time in life to be aggressive. There's a time in life to go make it happen. There's a time in life to force the issue. There's also a time to fall back. There's also a time to pass off an opportunity. There's also a time when you need to be quiet. There's a time to speak loud, and there's a time to shut the hell up. You got to know which one is which. This comes from wisdom and experience in life. You can't get it from listening to a podcast. You got to get out there in life, live, and then analyze what you've been through. And so you have more knowledge and you know when and where and how to apply it. All right. Be smart enough to know when you're looking at a shot that you shouldn't be shooting. All right. Sometimes you're open for a reason. All right. And you got to have enough confidence in yourself to not allow your ego to force you into trying everything just because you think you could do what everybody else does. A lot of people have that problem, but I know you won't, because we talked about this here today. Know what opportunities are for you. Know which ones are not. Now, what's going on in the game group? Now, as I told you at the end of yesterday's episode, the main characteristic of what we do in the game group is about discipline. And discipline does not start with waking up at a certain time every morning, or going to the gym all the time, or doing this much work all the time, or being productive, or any of that bullshit that people think is a discipline. Discipline starts with the way that you think. Now, I'm not going to say those things are bullshit. I mean, waking up is a good thing to wake up. Right, if you don't wake up, that'd be pretty bad. All right, going to the gym is good too. Health is wealth. But what I'm saying is discipline starts with the way that you think. All right, starts with the way that you're seeing yourself, the way that you see your life. And those disciplined thoughts will lead to disciplined actions, because you're going to be a disciplined person. Person who thinks in a disciplined way is a disciplined person. All right, that's not doing discipline. It's being disciplined, which leads to disciplined actions. You have no choice but to have disciplined actions when you're a disciplined person. Then you'll enact your strategies that will produce the results. So anything that you heard me talk about on this podcast that you want to go deeper on, getting the roadmaps, actually making these things real and putting them into action, that's what we cover in the game group. And all of these mini courses you've been hearing me talk about, where I take these topics from the podcast and I actually put the strategies in place. I break them down and give you the essential information you need to actually put these into action. These mini courses, these are all part of the game group membership. No additional charge. You don't have to buy them. You get them as part of the membership, or you can get them individually as a non-member of the game group. But it's your choice how you want to get it. Playing life on offense. How do you do more of that? How do you actually develop this roadmap? How do you develop the skills? How can you be aggressive in life when you're in a political situation, when you have people to please, you have people you work for and people who work for you, or you're in maybe in a corporate environment? How can you do that? How do you know when to pass in life? How can you tell what opportunities for you, what opportunities are not? Do you have a particular opportunity in front of you, maybe a few of them, and you're not sure which one's for you and which one's not, and you like some guidance on that? Well, listen, we have a forum where you can ask me a question. If you listen to any topic on this podcast and you have a question related to the subject and you want to know more about it and get a detailed answer from me, there's a place to do that. That's the Game Group Member Forum. I will answer all questions in detail, no matter how many they are. I will get to them and I will answer your question. Sometimes I'll answer it with another podcast episode, sometimes with a video, sometimes with written content, sometimes just answer you directly right there in the forum. But that's what's going on in the game group. Basically, if you like this podcast and you want to go deeper, not just get the, if you want to call this surface level information, I think it's a little bit better than that, but for lack of a better term, but to go deeper into it with the roadmaps to make it real, the strategies to produce real, tangible results, that's what we do there in the game group. And again, there's a bunch of other perks and bonuses you get as a member of the game group if you go to dreallday.com/game group. That's dreallday.com/game group. You can get the details on exactly what you get, but there's always more stuff that you get. So I got to make sure I'm updating that page to tell you everything that you're getting in the game group. I think there's a few things you get in there that I didn't even put on the page. But anyway, if you keep listening to this podcast, you'll know, because I'm telling you. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. You just listened to an entire episode of my podcast. If you've been getting value from this podcast, the 1,000+ episodes that I've been putting out, or this is just your first one, please go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review of my show. It helps me out. It helps the audience out so they know what kind of show this is before they listen to it, if they want to kind of get a taste for it before they commit to listening. And it lets me know that I'm giving value to you every single day on this podcast. So anywhere you can leave a review, please go leave a review. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Work on your game.